For quote, we have three to-dos. We want to display the form for the user to look up the stock. We want to then retrieve the quote for that stock. And finally, display the current price for that stock. So, for the display form, let's make another template. For instance, it can be called quote.html. So this will include a form that allows them to input the symbol of the stock the user wants to look up. Once we have that symbol, let's use the lookup function. Remember, the implementation is found in helpers.py. That will return a dict with the name, price, and symbol of that stock. Now that we know how much this stock costs, let's tell the user. To display this information, let's create another template. The reason for this is that the quote.html template that we've already made includes the form submission, whereas this information is going to be different. So, we'll only display the stock information if the stock is, after all, valid. Otherwise, include another apology. So how do we pass in information and values that we have from a Python file into HTML? Well, when we call renderTemplate, we're allowed to pass in values. So if I had a template called hello.html, within my main block, then I could have a paragraph that simply said hello and then had a placeholder for a name. Note these two curly braces allow me to reference a Python value. So within application.py, I would include a route to hello, and I would return render template hello.html and passing in the name world. So what would I see in HTML? Well, it would replace name with world. So my page would say hello world. Now that we've displayed the quote, let's go on and allow them to buy it, if they decide that that stock is worth it.